please.
Right, so back at WordFest, back at the library, and I'm with Alex Fitch, who's been chairing, hosting the Myriad graphic novel panel tonight. So Alex, tell us a little bit more about who's been here and what's been happening.
Yes, well, my guests have been two graphic novelists called Nye Wright and Hannah Eaton, whose graphic novels both combine elements of autobiography and slice of life fiction with mythological creatures that they use as storytellers to perhaps exemplify emotions, the way that their characters are seen by others, and perhaps to bring a new audience into this kind of storytelling that perhaps wouldn't be as interested in straight autobiographical narratives.
Yeah, and it was interesting to hear about the background of the stories, you know, with his father dying of cancer, and it's kind of an interesting way of approaching subjects like that, kind of maybe taking a step away to kind of see them kind of for what they are. And I'm completely virtually uninitiated in the kind of graphic novel world, so where would you recommend anyone to sort of start with this kind of work?
Well, that's the $64,000 question. I mean, you know, we're standing in a library right now, and so one has to think of kind of literary recognition for comics. And in the very last year, there's been the first Costa Prize that was awarded to a graphic novel, Daughter of Her Father's Eyes, which in itself perhaps is a slightly difficult book because it's all about it's the true story of the author's relationship with her father and how that paralleled James Joyce's relationship with her daughter. But perhaps that is a way in for people who don't think comics and graphic novels are highbrow enough. But at the other end of the spectrum, the other graphic novel that was nominated for a Costa but didn't win was this novella called Days of the Bagnold Summer, which is a very kind of gentle narrative, again about a relationship between a parent and their child. But this just takes place over summer, and it's about how a slightly deadbeat teenage boy has this fractious relationship with his mother, and the story unfolds in page-by-page vignettes, which are done in the style of classic sort of Sunday newspaper strips. And those two books alone show the kind of breadth of the medium and how it's very difficult to pigeonhole comics, that if those are two graphic novels that are both being considered for a similar literary prize and yet couldn't be more different in terms of the presentation and subject matter, how do you pigeonhole a medium? I mean, there are hundreds of fantastic graphic novels out there. The two that we've been discussing on the panel tonight, Nye's Things to Do in a Retirement Home, I forgot the name of it. I want to say Village, I was correct on that already. Blah, blah, blah. When You're 29 and Unemployed, and Hannah's forthcoming Naming Monster are very different and disparate books, one done in a very kind of cartoony, high contrast style, the other done in a very kind of carefully rendered illustrative style, but have ways into the ordinary reader who perhaps wouldn't consider comics capable of this breadth of emotions, of this breadth of storytelling, of this this breadth of rendering.
Yeah, I mean, it's certainly kind of whetted my appetite to have another look, really. I mean, we were talking earlier that I wanted to get you to explain the difference between a comic and a graphic novel.
I just don't know if I can. I mean, it's, you know, you need to ask Eddie Campbell about that. He's this Australian, although born in Scotland, this Scottish-Australian illustrator who's possibly best known for Drawing from Hell, which is an excellent graphic novel about Jack the Ripper, which was turned into a terrible Johnny Depp movie. And he will happily rant for hours about the inappropriateness of various terms for this medium, I guess because no one really can agree on what the best name for it is. Comics has somehow been delegitimized as a suitable term for a form of storytelling that mixes words and pictures in a sequential manner. Sequential art sounds too highbrow. Graphic novel is a term that seems to have been invented over the last 20 years, and no one really knows what it means. People know what a novel is, but people don't really know what a graphic novel is. And having read hundreds of them, I'm not sure even I could tell you. I mean, the most basic explanation is thick comics. It's 100 pages of comics together under one cover and a spine, and that seems like a really meaningless thing to say, but then a book is, you know, hundreds of thousands of words together under a cover with a spine. I think, you know, it's basically just a larger chunk of storytelling. Then maybe that's what differentiates it from a comic. If we think of a comic as something that's more disposable, of being only maybe about 30 pages at most, something that you pick up once a month and throw away, I guess a graphic novel has some kind of idea of permanence, of being shelved as something that you turn back to, because it maybe has a depth of story that a serialized monthly or weekly comic perhaps doesn't offer.
Just to finish off, what's your favorite kind of favorite graphic novel of all time then?
Oh, I don't know.
Is there an author or a kind of illustrator you kind of
The aforementioned From Hell is one of my absolute favorites, because it's incredibly well researched. It is a story about about Jack the Ripper, and almost every panel has a reference to a bibliography at the back where the author has annotated and said, for example, this page is based on court reports from May from 1888, and this panel is based on photographs that we found in, you know, in this following archive. But then at the end he says, but of course you have to realize this entire book is nonsense. It's all conjecture based on the available facts and isn't actually the truth at all. And so I think From Hell is an excellent example of the medium, because it shows how you can mix historical fiction, speculation, horror, excellent drawings, and slightly surrealist storytelling to create a narrative that isn't easy to do in a similar way in any other medium.
Fantastic. So where can people go to find out more? I understand you've got a weekly podcast, is it?
A weekly radio show. If you live within the M25, you can hear it on Resonance 104.4 FM, which is the Arts Council station in London. It's also broadcast, streamed on their website, resonancefm.com, at 6 on Sundays and 4:30 on Tuesdays. Or you can download the podcast on my blog, panelborders.wordpress.com.
Fantastic. Thank you very much.
Thank you.